Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
I make a couple assumptions about people who listen to my podcast. One is that the vast majority of them play golf. And then the next assumption is that everyone who does play golf would like to play better golf. Now, one of the questions that you always get about golf is, how can I be more consistent? And that really is an interesting subject, because this year on the PGA Tour, it has been the year of the comeback win, or the get back on track win. And in particular, the two names that are at the top of the list are Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy. Both of them had gone for quite a good stretch without winning. Rory just won for the first time in 19 months when he won the Wells Fargo Championship. Whenever somebody wins, it's like they're back on track. I always like to say, you know, that people think the floodgates are going to open. Everything is going to be rolling from here, and we're back. And there's no doubt about it. Players' confidence in their game can change at just the, you know, drop of a hat, or you know, one round or one tournament. And I'm sure Rory is going to be beaming with confidence going into the PGA Championship at Kiawah Island, where he won in 2012, by the way. And he won by 8 shots in 2012. So he knows the course well, has played the golf course well, has won a major championship there. And when you use the horses for courses theory, which is a big one that you have to consider whenever you're picking players. I consider it all the time when I'm picking players in my week-to-week picks, when I'm making a wager or two. That's a big thing. And Rory had won twice at Quail Hollow in Charlotte at the Wells Fargo Championship, and he just won for the third time there. So you have to consider that, no doubt about it. But the biggest thing that I consider when I'm looking at, you know, where somebody go from here, is how does their overall game look? How did they get their win? So is the confidence really a real confidence? Is it an earned confidence? Every player is trying to convince themselves that they've got it figured out. But do they really? So I want to start off looking at Rory McIlroy here and where I think he is. Now, I said before the Wells Fargo Championship, I said that Rory needs to get something going this week, because if it doesn't happen here, it's not likely to happen. And the reason I said that is because Rory had been struggling. Not playing anything like Rory McIlroy is capable of, and it dropped to 15th in the world. He had switched from his longtime childhood instructor, Mike Bannon, to Pete Cowan. He'd gone in his words, a new direction. And this had been brewing for some time. And now he's got it. Okay, he won the tournament. He's got it figured out. And I'm looking on Twitter, and everybody like, what's Pete Cowan's phone number, and how can you get a hold of him? And they didn't really check the statistics and figure out, okay, how did Rory McIlroy get back on track? How did he win? Rory McIlroy has been historically a tremendous ball striker and a mediocre to poor putter. with the exception of maybe 1 year, his whole career. That's just the facts. I mean, 2014, he finished 41st in putting. But 2016, 139th, 159th in 2017, 97th in 2018. He had one more good year, 2019, 24th in putting. So this is two good years, 2014 and 2019. And he's back to 122nd in 2020. And this year, after this last week, which he finished third in putting at Quail Hollow, he's a 72nd in putting. So, and he lit it up, gained 6.9 strokes on the field with his putter. So I don't know where he was. He was probably close to 100th in putting before this last week. So he did have this one good week. Now he's run off some tournaments before, but if you look at his putting statistics, you look and you say, okay, he is a, very inconsistent good putter at best. But I would consider him to be a mediocre to average to below average putter that, you know, who's had a couple good years. But it's hard to say that that's the norm. And when I look and you dig deeper into the statistics and you look and he says, okay, and it says 169th and three putt avoidance this year in 2021. That's a big number. Now he's had other years when he's been good on three putt avoidance, but this hasn't been a good year. So you can look at it and you can say, okay, he's got it figured out. He's putting better. He's going to putt just like he did in 2019, his best putting year, or 2014. But then you can go back and you can look and say, well, but in 2018, it wasn't any good. And in 2017, it wasn't any good. In 2016, it wasn't any good. In 2021, for most of the year, it hasn't been good. And it's hard to look and say, okay, yeah, we've got it now. We've got it figured out. Rory McIlroy's game is based on his ball striking. And in particular, his driving, because he's considered one of the two best drivers on tour, Dustin Johnson or Rory McIlroy. And Rory, when he putts good, he, with his ball striking, more times than not, he's going to put himself in position to win. Now, Rory has had four tournaments in his career where he has putted as good as he putted this last week at Charlotte at the Wells Fargo Championship, four times. So to expect him to do that again and again and again, now he may not have to do that at Kew Island. That golf course sets up good for him. He had a huge margin of victory last time they played there in the 2012 PGA Championship. So who knows? He may not need to putt that well. He may hit it great. But this last tournament he won, with his scrambling, he was the leader in scrambling, 14 out of 18 up and ins. He was third in putting, 6.9 strokes gained with the putter. He did not hit the, for everybody, let me figure out what he did. How's he doing it? Who's his new coach? Let's talk to him. He hit three fairways one day. He hit four fairways another day. He hit five fairways another day. He hit seven fairways the other day. He was like, almost last in fairways hit. Now, not that that's an important statistic, because we all know that distance is the most important thing. And Rory, is a long hitter, and you just have to be able to find your ball. But winning major championships, especially with the next two that are coming up, maybe the PGA at Kiowa, you got a little more room to wander. You're not gonna win the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines if you don't hit the ball in the fairway, though. So that's not gonna happen. You're not gonna march around there and hit three, four fairways around and win that tournament. So the PGA could be different. Kiowa's a little wider. Maybe you've got some room to get some stuff done. But I look at it and I say, are there some, areas that I would look at and say, man, I don't know if that was as good as it, it's a great win. Don't get me wrong. It's a great win. Anytime you win, it's great. But does that give me confidence that all of a sudden now I'm all over betting on Rory McIlroy? And the answer to that is not necessarily. His ball striking has not been that great this year for him. Currently tied 14th strokes gained tee to green. You know, he's always in the top 10. Off the tee, he's fifth, which is very good, no doubt about it. But he's always one or two. He's fifth. Approach shot to the green, 56th, but he's trending better. So maybe the swing is coming along. I don't know. I saw some things in the swing that, you know, I wondered about it, and I'll give you my thoughts on that when we come back. Let me remind you of your game and how you can get better. You can do it by getting my instructional videos that go out on a daily basis from Haney University. So just go to haneyuniversity.com, register for my free instructional videos, and you'll get all my thoughts on how you can get your golf game better. haneyuniversity.com. Now, for the most part, at Quail Hollow, Rory kept the ball, you know, in play. And he did what he had to do to win. Now, you know, the last hole, he got a two-shot lead and, you know, puts it in the water there. Did not hit fairways to speak of. Like I said, he hit three fairways the last round, 33% for the week. I mean, that's just not a good number. And, you know, when I looked at his swing, I thought, okay, what's different? And I saw that, like, Nick Faldo did a little side-by-side thing, and I'll give you my analysis. He looked like his shoulders were set up more open. So immediately I looked and I saw his shoulders are set up more to the left. Now, typically that might mean that you're going to try to play a little cut. Okay, your shoulders are to the left. At the top of his swing, though, the club was to the right, which is, you know, considered across the line. Now, it wasn't that much across the line relative to where his feet were going, but it was way across the line relative to where his shoulders were going. So his shoulders were left, club was to the right, and now, I don't, he may be in transition. He's working on something. I don't, maybe he overdid it. Maybe he didn't do it enough. I don't know where he is. I'm just telling you what I saw. And when that golf club is pointed, you know, 20 or 30 degrees right of where your shoulders are pointed at the top of the swing, you know, then things aren't really lined up very good. And it looked to me like, and he hits it forever. And, you know, like Tiger did the same thing. It's hard to hit the ball that far and hit the ball in the fairway. So I'm not expecting him to go out there and hit 10 fairways around. And I don't think he has to. But, I mean, it looked like, you know, that was not, you know, impressive ball striking. Now, his iron play was pretty darn good. You know, I mean, he hit 11, 15, 14, 14 greens. And for only hitting that many fairways, I mean, at least he was managing his misses. But, how many times is Rory McIlroy, let me ask you this, how many times is Rory McIlroy going to go 48 out of 48 inside of 6 feet? I'm going to answer that for you. Maybe not again. I mean, he's from 6 feet, he's ranked 187th in putting on the PGA Tour. From 5 feet, he's ranked like 179th. From 4 feet, he's ranked like 187th again. Well, that's just not somebody that goes 48 out of 48 inside of 6 feet. And then you get a one-shot victory. You beat every other player in the top 10 by 6 shots on the putting green. And you win by 1 shot. And then, because I always look and say, okay, when somebody wins, when people start talking about all these floodgates, you know, the floodgates are going to open. You know, it's going to be off and running from here. All right, if the floodgates are going to open, you need to have a repeatable formula. Now, when Tiger used to dominate, his formula was, no penalty shots, limit the three putts, eat up the par fives, and take anything under 120 putts, 30 putts around, anything under 30 putts around, and he, he's going to win the golf tournament. All right, that's a formula that is repeatable because he's going to hit it long. So if he can find his ball and he can hit it long and he can iron it good, the par fives are not going to be a problem. So he's going to birdie those, not every one, but he's going to birdie like three of them, at least two. And then he's going to hit an iron shot occasionally. He's going to hit it down there far enough that he's got wedges on a few holes. So he's going to hit one of those close, and he's going to hit another iron. And then he's going to make a 10 or 15-foot putt someplace, maybe a 20-foot putt someplace. He's going to make one of those. And there you go. That's your five birdies right there. And all you got to do is just not piss shots away with three putts and not make, take penalty shots off the tee. Make no doubles, and it was hard to beat him. It always was. But a repeatable formula is not, hitting three fairways and winning. I mean, that's like getting away with something. So, I mean, Rory's confidence, I'm sure, is high. His game is, has been hard to understand in the last, a couple of years because he's just so good, so talented. And he dropped all the way to 15th in the world. But we'll see what he has from here. Now, if he can keep putting, he's not going to putt as good as he did this last week. It's not going to happen. It's happened four times in his career, so it's not going to happen again. It might, it might happen one more time, and give him a couple more years and it'll happen one more time. You're not going to run off, three tournaments in a row where you've putt that good because you've only done it four times in your whole career. It's just the odds are it's not going to happen. So to get on a roll, he's going to have to hit it better. And he didn't hit it bad. I'm not saying, but he tee to green, he was ninth strokes gained tee to green, so that's pretty good. Top 10, he got that. But Rory usually needs to, he's going to win a lot. He's gonna be, strokes gained tee to green in a tournament. He's gonna be first or second. He's gonna ball strike his way to that win. Now he just had good ball striking, not great with that driver, but he got away with it on that golf course, and then he putted great. Okay, so the next win, the next two wins, because really, he's done this four times in his career to putt it like this. So the next couple wins, if he's going to win three times in a year, and that's, about what somebody does that has just an incredible year, the next wins are not going to be that same formula. It's just not likely to happen. You're not going to rattle off another putting tournament like that. So now he's got to ball strike it. And I don't know if I'm, seeing that, maybe, who knows? We'll see. But I don't think I saw that. Yeah. So I saw a nice win. I saw the putter do great, the scrambling do great. And that's not how he usually wins. Now that's, instead of winning, two times a year with mostly just your ball striking, maybe you got a three-time winner because you had the great putting week. It could be. That's the formula for winning multiple times. You got to be able to do it a few different ways. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens from here. Now, the good news is Kiawah Island is where the PGA is, and that is a great golf course for him. So he could get a little something here. He could get going at Kiawah. It wouldn't surprise me. But, it wouldn't totally surprise me. How about that? It probably would surprise me a little bit. Yeah, that I guess that's what I would say. Probably would surprise me a little bit. All right, Jack Nicklaus had one of the greatest comments ever about confidence, because Rory's clearly going to be beaming with confidence. But Jack Nicklaus put it in perspective, so I'm going to share with that comment with you next. Let me remind you to get your Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. aches and pains. I talk about this a lot. If you've heard my podcast, have you signed up? Have you gone to my website? Have you got your free 2-week sample? Try it for 2 weeks. The product works. You'll love it. Muscle soreness, arthritis pain, joint pain, whatever it is, try it for 2 weeks and you'll be reordering just like everybody else because the product is the best product on the market. Take my word for it, but you can try it for free. So voodoopainrelief.com. Just go right there, the front page, click on the box. You can register and you'll get your free 2-week supply. All right, we'll be right back on the Hank Any Podcast. All right, Jack Nicklaus, arguably the greatest mental game player in the history of the game. Clearly the leader in major championships, 18 majors. Most people think that's the way you count in golf, so that makes him the greatest player ever. I always say nobody ever played golf better than Tiger, but Nicklaus has earned the right to be called the greatest player ever because that's remajoring golf in major championships. And Jack was, tremendous and led the way. 19 second place finishes along with those 18 majors. And, the thing is about Nicklaus is he's known for just his incredible mental strength. So he said about confidence, because, now everybody's like, Rory's going to be so confident. Rory's confident in this. And Nicklaus said, the way they talk about, I've said this many times before, but if you've heard me, you've probably heard me say this before, but this is just a great comment. And Nicklaus said, the way they talk about confidence, you'd think you could go down to the store and buy some. It takes years to build up. And after one or two bad shots, it's gone. That's coming from Jack Nicklaus. One of the greatest, if not the greatest, mental game players there is. That's just the way it is. That confidence thing comes and goes. You can beam with confidence all you want, but you go out there in a practice round at Kiawah Island in a major championship preview, and you're out there hitting it sideways, and you can pretend you're confident. You can have been confident when you won at this place or that place. In golf, really, you're just feeling, your confidence you're feeling is about as much as you can garner from the last shot. And if the last shot wasn't great, your confidence wavers. So all these people that are talking about this confidence, your confidence comes from hitting good shots and seeing good shots. And in order to hit good shots, you have to make good swings. And in order to make good swings, you I think it's easier if you're fundamentally like really in tune. And, it's fleeting for everybody. That's why when people tell me, Hank, I think I've got it, I always tell them, well, make sure you enjoy it because it's only temporary. And you just borrow it for a while. If you've got it, you're just borrowing it. It's not going to be there forever. So just keep that in mind. The game of golf, the one thing that's consistent about the game of golf is its inconsistency. And you don't have to look any further than Phil Mickelson. Last week at the Wells Fargo Championship, he shoots 64. Now, Phil hadn't been playing worth a darn. And he's got, excuses. He's 51 years old. You wouldn't expect him to be out there just tearing up, but he shoots 64 the first round, 14 greens, hit it really good for him. Off the tee, comes back the next day. And it was a tougher day. It was windier. He had the bad tee times. It's not just him, but he comes back the next day and hits 7 greens. So he goes from 14 greens in regulation to 7, and he shoots 75. 11 strokes difference. You know, what's interesting is that amateur golfers will, you know, they would tell me all the time, Hank, I'm just not consistent. One day I shoot 80, next day I shoot 90. And I'm thinking, that's just golf. I mean, that's Phil Mickelson, 64, 75, 11 shot swing. And this is from somebody who's, you know, he's ninth all-time list on the tournament wins, 44 tournament wins, 5 major championships. You know, the only thing that's consistent about the game of golf is its inconsistency. You're going to have a variance. I don't care how good you are, you're going to have a variance. I mean, you're going to have a variance that's like 10, 12, 13, 15 shots. Who knows? If you're wild and you catch a bad day, it could be more shots than that. I mean, it could be 20 shots you could vary. That's just the way that golf is. The only thing that's consistent about golf is its inconsistency. So it's a hard game, and it's hard to stay consistent for sure. But we all strive for it, and that's what you try to do. You know, it's fun when you get on a roll, and it's fun when you get to watch players get on a roll. We'll see who's on a roll, towards these end of the year here, and these last 3 majors that are coming up. Can't wait for the PGA Championship. Going to be interesting. Rory's definitely in the picture now. He'll be one of the betting favorites for sure, because you know people love Rory, and you know now that he's won, I think, oh my God, he's got it going now. Well, 14 out of 16 scrambling, 48 out of 48 inside of 6 feet. Hit 3 fairways the last day, so we'll see. We'll see. You know, maybe that win will give him confidence, but you know, maybe it was a little a little unrepeatable. How about that? Could have been. We'll see. It's gonna be, you know, we'll find out soon enough for sure. All right, hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Hank Haney. Email your questions to hankhaneygolf@outlook.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app so you can get the podcast every day, and have a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.